Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, December 1st. Lawmakers return to the state capitol today to begin the post-election lame duck session. We have more from Rick Pluta, who tells us Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked for a $100 million COVID-19 package.
Governor Whitmer says a state-level relief package is needed absent more help from Washington, and she has support from Democrats in the legislature. State Representative Donna Lisinski says the money is needed to help prepare for the next wave of COVID-19 cases and the accompanying economic consequences. She says a critical element is making permanent the extension of jobless benefits that went from a 20-week cutoff to 26 weeks.
This is about ensuring that Michiganders don't fall into a spiral and a cycle of poverty that we can't recover from.
Democrats also backed the governor's request for a statewide mask mandate to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Republican leaders say they have their own plans for getting help to workers and businesses affected by COVID and the governor's shutdown orders. I'm Rick Pluta.
The state's Dam Safety Task Force yesterday discussed how to better protect residents from dam collapse, like the failures of the Edenville and Sanford dams earlier this year. Bill Rustum is with the task force. He says dam owners need to be held responsible for all dam maintenance.
We want to make certain that the dam owner understands that he or she is responsible for the maintenance of that dam. And then we know that there are going to be some orphan dams out there that that are going to require some funding. So we want to create a dam safety emergency fund. Frankly, don't have an idea other than general fund for how we get that.
Task force members said the state should prioritize its 5 high hazard, poor condition dams. The recommendations will eventually be part of a report presented to the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Former State Senator Tom Casperson has died of lung cancer. We have more from Nicole Walton.
The Escanaba Republican served in the Senate from 2011 to 2018 and in the House from 2003 to 2008. Casperson was known for criticizing what he called the overreach of state agencies on environmental issues. He's also remembered for voting to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act in 2013. Current 38th District Senator Ed McBroom says his mentor and friend fought the good fight for everyone in the UP. Casperson was 61. I'm Nicole Walton in Marquette.
Mayors from Michigan cities that collect income taxes, including Lansing and East Lansing, are backing a plan that would protect expected income tax revenues during the pandemic. Scott Pohl reports.
Some cities collect income taxes from people who work in those cities but don't live in them. Because COVID-19 has forced people in many industries to work from home, some may seek refunds. If that happens, the Michigan Municipal League warns that 24 cities in the state could miss out on $160 million this year. They hope lawmakers will block refunds during the lame duck session. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore says income tax money pays for important services.
It's a concern. You know, we're waiting on the federal government for a stimulus, which I don't know if that's going to happen or not. The state's done their best to help us, but these are revenues that we had planned to collect.
In East Lansing, this is the first year of a new income tax, and Mayor Aaron Stevens says the city's estimates were conservative.
You know, we weren't relying on that money, let's say, for the first year because we didn't know how much truly it was going to be.
Stevens says the income tax is largely dedicated to paying down pension costs, and some money might have to be diverted from infrastructure and public safety. This is Scott Pohl.
A year ago today, recreational marijuana retail sales began in Michigan. To date, businesses have sold roughly $450 million worth of recreational cannabis products. Andrew Brisbo is the director of the Marijuana Regulatory Agency. He expects to see the industry grow over the coming year.
I still think there's more to learn and more development to be done in the pursuit of ensuring that, you know, the access for consumers is as safe as possible and, you know, businesses have an opportunity to grow and succeed.
Brisbo wants to see more progress in social equity and opportunity programs in the coming years. In our weather forecast, it'll be mostly cloudy for mid-Michigan and the northeast lower peninsula today, although some clearing is possible later today. For the northwest and north of the Mackinac Bridge, it'll be mostly sunny today, highs statewide from 33 to 37 or 1 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.